Welcome to the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana.
Watford for the win!
Yes! Yes! Unbelievable!
Your daily home for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Welcome to Indiana basketball.
Smart takes the shot! And the Hoosiers with 3 seconds. Go ahead.
Indiana wins the championship. Keith Smart is the hero.
When my time on Earth is gone and my activities here are past, I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my...
Now here's your host, Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana. What I feel is the pinnacle, the absolute pinnacle of all of college basketball.
Hello, welcome in. It's a Tuesday edition of the Hoosier Report. So glad you're with us today. College basketball practices officially begin today on September 25th across the country. And, of course, from this point forward, like this weekend with Hoosier Hysteria, I think Louisville has something on Friday night at 4th Street Live. You'll see a lot of fan-geared practices and preseason scrimmages and events, which will kind of help fill the void, the space between now and the official start of college basketball, or at least get us up to those exhibition games and early season contests. But we're taking some big steps forward this week as far as learning more about the IU program, seeing some of the players in somewhat in action for the first time for Indiana. I mentioned yesterday that not only does practice officially begin today for the Hoosiers and other teams, but also this week you've got media day for IU when there's an opportunity to hear from Coach Miller, to also hear from players as well coming up on Wednesday. That will be fun and produce some content for us that you won't want to miss later in the week here on the show. And then, of course, Hoosier Hysteria itself on Saturday. I've talked to so many people that either have to, plans to go or trying to secure plans to go. And a lot of people from this area that mentioned, hey, I listened to the show, I'm going to go to Hoosier Hysteria. They're not diehard IU fans. I mean, there's plenty of those people going as well, and maybe even more of a diehard fan going because of the excitement around the program. But just fans of the area that followed Romeo in high school want to be there. It's kind of like people feel attached to his successes and the path that he's on right now, and they want to be at that next step. And that immediate next step for Romeo is this Saturday. He'll walk out on the court at Assembly Hall, not as a recruit or a potential recruit for Indiana, but as a player that's on the roster for the upcoming season. And it sounds like there's a lot of people from New Albany and from Southern Indiana that made time to follow him and hit a lot of his high school games and enjoyed some of his performances and the sold-out crowds and the great things that kind of took us back in time a little bit in Southern Indiana basketball. They want to experience this too, and I think it'll be just an extraordinary crowd. I think you'll see a lot of familiar faces in the crowd this Saturday. Of course, 4 o'clock is when it all begins at Hoosier Hysteria. But going to be a lot of fun. The season, again, it's not here. I got to remind myself that. It's not here, but it's getting closer with some of these activities that are forthcoming this week. Let's take a look at the lineup and set the schedule for you for the hour here on this Tuesday show. Our guest lineup is presented each day by Honey Baked Ham. Segment one, I've got Hoosier headlines, news of the day, presented by Hoopster Sports Grill in Jeffersonville. We're going to talk about where IU is picked to finish, not only in the Blue Ribbon College Basketball Yearbook that came out, but kind of summarize all these different updates I've been telling you about different preseason publications. Again, I say this for whatever it's worth. It's more so just fodder and discussion to see what people think about this Indiana team from a very, very early perspective. Also today, we got a recruiting update on Isaiah Stewart. We'll talk about Romeo Langford on a treadmill. Some of you may have seen that post from Cliff Marshall working out on a treadmill with a face mask and doing some measurements on his body and cardiovascular system. And we'll talk more in the headlines today coming up in segment one. Also, segment two, Greg Doyle of the Indianapolis Star. Greg's the sports columnist and always fun to talk to. He has been here. He told me this morning he's been covering IU, covering the state of Indiana, writing great columns now for 4 years for the Indianapolis Star. Of course, Greg was previously a national writer. He covered college basketball for CBS Sports and has had some other great stops along the way. But he's been in Indiana, focused on our sports, focused on things happening in the Hoosier State for 4 years now. He's never been to Hoosier Hysteria. And he's never been to, I don't think, an IU Media Day, he told me. But he's going this year, and you can probably guess one of the reasons why. We'll talk with him about that. Maybe get into a little IU football with him. I know I want to talk some more Victor Oladipo with Greg as well. Then later in the program, Mike Pegram of Pegs.com joins us. Mike and I are going to kind of focus in on the recruiting this weekend. That is such a huge deal. It's not only a big weekend for officials with Keon Brooks and Trace Jackson Davis, but Hoosier Hysteria is just that opportunity to have any player in the state, any player in the Midwest, any player that wants to be here, to be quite honest with you, that is a young player. Maybe it's not necessarily all the way proven just yet. Maybe a long way off from getting a scholarship offer. Who knows the scenario, but a great opportunity to showcase what IU basketball is about and how rabid the fans are. So it's a huge recruiting weekend. Of course, the official visits with Trace and Keon just absolutely underscore the importance of this weekend for the future of IU basketball. So we'll kind of break that down. A lot of people say, what's the difference between an official visit and an unofficial visit? I'll talk with Pegs about that some as well coming up later today. That's the guest lineup presented by Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Mention the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison. You'll get $1 off your box lunch. Again, that's at Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Let's take a look at some Hoosier headlines, a summary of the day's top IU and Southern Indiana sports news presented by Hoopster Sports Grill. Headline one, IU picked to finish fourth, which is much more reasonable, in my opinion, in the Big Ten Conference preseason by Blue Ribbon College Basketball Yearbook. There have been some projections that have come in from the different preseason magazines. And again, I always say, I don't think you need to put any stock in this. It's just interesting to see what people project. They were 6 in Athlon. They were 4th in Lindy's. They were 6 in Street and Smith's. So that gives you kind of an idea. Somewhere between 4 and 6 is where these preseason pubs have Indiana projected. Romeo in the Blue Ribbon College Basketball Yearbook, he was picked as Newcomer of the Year and a member of their preseason all-conference team for the Big Ten Conference, despite the fact that he's never played a game. So he's recognized a couple times in the Blue Ribbon Yearbook. This is the real thick one. This is the more in-depth one. You get a lot more information about each team in the Blue Ribbon College Basketball Yearbook. I understand this year it's available online as well as a digital publication, so you might check that out if you're interested in it. Headline number two today is Isaiah Stewart. Isaiah is from Rochester, New York, somewhere in that area. He is playing high school ball this season at La Lemire in LaPorte, Indiana, far northern Indiana. He cut his list down to 5 a few weeks ago. It was Syracuse, Michigan State, Duke, Villanova, and Indiana. He's taken a couple official visits. He still has not officially set a date for when he'll be at Indiana. It is, I think, still expected he's going to take a visit to Bloomington. But he did add an offer recently in the last couple of days from Kentucky. And he's kind of readjusted his list because Kentucky was not on his most recent list that he kind of narrowed down as far as schools that he's going to pick from. So when you add Kentucky, his list goes back to 6, and he has announced that he's going to take an official visit this weekend on Saturday, this coming weekend, to Kentucky and the campus. So maybe Kentucky making a late push for this big-time top 5, top 6, top 7 ranked player in the 2019 class, depending on where you look. He obviously is a big-time recruit that's still available and out there, someone that Indiana had been working hard over the summer trying to schedule that official visit for this fall. Obviously, you'd love to know that he's coming for Hoosier Hysteria this weekend. That doesn't appear to be the case with Kentucky getting a visit as well. But Indiana's still in there. We'll see what happens. But there is kind of some real positive buzz around Kentucky now that they've kind of hopped into his final list and we'll get an official visit over the weekend. Also, headline three today, Romeo working out on a treadmill. There was a little video clip. I also saw a couple photos. They were tweeted out by the Indiana men's basketball account on Twitter. Cliff Marshall had a little follow-up tweet with some more information. But the tweet from IU Men's Basketball read, quote, "Elite athletes, elite technology, IU Excellence Academy." And it wasn't just Romeo running on a treadmill doing conditioning work, getting a sweat in. He was hooked up to a face mask and a couple tubes and had some monitors on him as well. And Cliff Marshall followed up the tweet from IU Men's Basketball with a little more detail, saying that there was some testing, a lot of different things as the season begins. He had like a checklist, VO2 max, which is their aerobic capacity, EKG, another thing they're testing, the electrical activity of the heart, heart rate, ultrasound, which is pictures of the heart, lung function, lung size, blood pressure, respiratory rate, which is number of breaths, and respiratory capacity, which is the size of breaths, were all things that Coach Marshall tweeted out that they were testing on the treadmill with this contraption hooked up to Romeo, and I'm sure all the players as well, getting these early season, these preseason reads on players. I'm sure they compare them as they move into different parts of the season and to maybe help adjust what they do and how hard they go. The science side of sports and the strength and conditioning side of sports obviously just continues to get more and more amazing with how important it is for college and, of course, professional sports as well. Even it's finding its way into the high school levels of sports more and more. But interesting, you don't you're never surprised nowadays when you see Romeo featured, because even though he's a freshman that hadn't played a game, he obviously is an important part of the team and a player that fans really want to know what's going on with. But you don't always expect to see him hooked up to tubes and a face mask and everything that he had going on in that little video. But obviously some preseason testing and monitoring going on, which is good stuff. That's a look at the headlines presented by Hoopster Sports Grill in Jeffersonville. Hoopsters, with fresh made-to-order food, a great selection of craft brews, and the best sports atmosphere around. They have karaoke and a DJ on Friday nights, live bands on Saturday nights. Hoopsters in Jeffersonville, where fun happens. Don't forget, Lee Kelly and I will be out at Zaxby's in New Albany on Thursday night. It's our rivalry show. We call it Thursday Night Touchdown Showdown. And we've got a big rivalry on Friday night. Jeffersonville and New Albany will play each other. And we'll be broadcasting live at the Zaxby's in New Albany. It's right on Charlestown Road at Interstate 265 from 7 to 8 o'clock. We'll hear from New Albany coaches, players in the first half of the show. We'll hear from Jeffersonville players and coaches in the second half of the show. We'll talk about the rivalry. And probably most importantly to the schools, there's a fundraising opportunity from that evening beginning at 6 o'clock, where if you buy food at that store, you'll have an opportunity, a dine-in opportunity, to credit your receipt to one of the two teams. And whoever has the most sales at the end of the night, that football program will get a nice donation, a percentage back of the sales from Zaxby's. We did a couple weeks ago. I think Providence barely edged out Charlestown, if my memory serves me correctly, as far as the fundraiser goes a couple Thursday nights ago. We'll see who wins this week. And also, we're expecting a good game. New Albany has slipped up here. They've had 2 1-point losses. They got outscored 21-0 in the second half at Bloomington North on Friday night. Jeffersonville, obviously, has had its struggles as well as they try to rebuild that program. But it's a rivalry game. You can throw everything out the window. I think New Albany would probably be the favorite on paper. But, again, I expect a good game on Friday. We'll have all the insight to get you ready for that big game on Thursday night at Zaxby's in New Albany. Join us for dinner and credit your receipt to one of those two schools, or listen live on the Big X from 7 to 8 p.m. We'll head to a commercial break. We'll come back with Greg Doyle of the Indianapolis Star. We'll talk Hoosier hysteria, IU basketball, and more after this on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
Let's win this one for all the small schools who never had a chance to get here.
Join Matt Daly at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Let's win for Coach. You got us here.
Here's Matt Dennison.
Greg Doyle of the Indianapolis Star with us Tuesdays on the Hoosier Report, presented by Coffee Crossing. Now that schools are back in session, stop by for coffee on your way to drop the kids off, or come stay a while once the kids are safely at their desk. Either way, let Coffee Crossing brighten your day. Greg, welcome in. Glad to have you with us. Look forward to this segment each week. And a big week for IU basketball. The season's still a little bit a ways. I have to remind myself of that. But we are getting practices going today officially. Media day tomorrow. Hoosier Hysteria on Saturday. And I think that, hard to believe you've been here 4 years, by the way, but this will be your first for a couple of those events this week.
Yeah, this is my, I guess, fifth basketball season at IU, and I've never gone to Hoosier Hysteria. Never gone to Media Day. It's when everybody's going and doing the same thing, it just feels like I'm part of a herd. No, thank you. But Romeo's there, so I'm going. You know, Romeo is. He's like, history's going to show how special he is, and so I want to be on the right side of history, and I want to be there. So in fact, Saturday, I was scheduled to go to Notre Dame. They're playing Stanford. They're both in the top 10. It's Notre Dame's first top 10 game against another top 10 team in 20-something years. I think Notre Dame's overrated, but maybe with Ian Book, they're not. Maybe that's the difference. I know the defense is really good, but point is, that's a huge game. And I'm going to go watch Romeo. I'm going to go watch him practice or whatever it is he's going to do on Saturday, because to me, that's history's going to show that's a bigger deal.
What does Greg Doyle, a sports columnist who you mentioned the Notre Dame game, could be basically anywhere on Saturday with hundreds of great column ideas out there. What I know what makes you go there, it's Romeo, but what will you look for Saturday in an event where there really won't be probably much of a scrimmage, there won't be a game, there won't be all the opportunities that there'll be when Indiana plays, say, an exhibition game or an early non-conference game? What will you look for Saturday to see in Romeo?
Well, this will be the first time that IU fans have kind of seen him or get a chance to see him in a basketball setting anyway. They're not going to be at Media Day. That's just going to be, you know, that'll be, I'm going to that to talk to Romeo and listen to him and listen to his teammates talk about him and Archie talk about him and just write about what it sounds like we're going to see from Romeo. That'll be tomorrow, I guess. But Saturday, that'll be IU, you know, Hoosier Nation's first look at him on a basketball court, at least wearing an IU jersey. And there's only one first time. You know, you only get one of those. This is, obviously, it's not as important as a regular season game or whatever. It doesn't mean anything. But there's only one first time you get to look at something like that, and I want to see what the reaction is. I mean, I know what it's going to be, but I want to be there to see it and write about it.
Talking with Greg Doyle about Hoosier Hysteria, IU Media Day this week, kind of feels like we're taking some big steps forward to the start of the season. Fans at IU for Hoosier Hysteria, you and I had this conversation last year. Last year the storyline was Archie's first year. This year the storyline is Romeo. There's no question about that. And I guess leaning on your experiences covering college basketball across the country over the years, what schools like Indiana, schools like Kentucky, there's only a handful where the preseason event is really a traditional thing. It's amazing how excited people get for these when, as we've discussed, there's not a whole bunch of activity that really goes on that's, I don't want to say worthwhile, but that is meaningful.
Yeah, and it feels different around there. When Tom Crean was here, they had a year or two that were really good, and most of them really weren't. And I think the fan base, we all know the fan base, wasn't crazy about Tom after pretty much from the moment they lost in the Sweet 16 to Syracuse. That was kind of a jump-the-shark moment. I mean, you know, we look back in history and we can see it. So the Hoosier Hysteria, Media Day, all this stuff, it wasn't the kind of excitement that a school like IU probably ought to have, and it's not Tom's fault, it's just that's how the fan base felt. This last year, different, Archie coming, rejuvenated him a little bit, but this to me seems different even more, you know, that now you got Romeo here. And you got a team that's going to be really good. It's not just, you know, Romeo and they're going to win 14 games. No, they got Romeo and Juwan Morgan and a bunch of freshmen coming in from around the state, and some really nice players, and they could be a Sweet 16 or better team this year. So this is as it should be. This is how it ought to feel around here. You know, IU is, as we saw this weekend against Michigan State, IU's football program is, you know, they're going to do what they're going to do. This is a basketball school, and it ought to feel like this.
Absolutely, and I'm going to talk more about this in the next segment, but, you know, we can't leave out that it's a huge weekend for recruiting as well. Trace Jackson Davis, Keon Brooks, two five-star guys, two in-state guys. They will be there. Last year it was Romeo. Now Romeo's kind of on the record as one of the recruiters trying to get them there, and that'll be huge, and I know the fans will be all over that as well Saturday.
It's an interesting dynamic in that IU's biggest selling point won't be there next year. I mean, at least if everything goes according to plan, who the heck knows, but if it goes the way we all think it's going to go, Romeo will spend 1 year on campus and go to the NBA. That's just, I mean, that's, if you had to bet money, that's the only bet you could do right now. So the fact that he'll be there and, you know, trying to attract guys that won't play with him next year, in theory, is interesting. At the same time, either IU is or is not, and Archie Miller either is or is not, the kind of school, the kind of coach that can get a McDonald's All-American from our state to stay in our state and go to IU. And while it shouldn't be that hard, you know, Tom struggled to do that. Tom Crean did. Archie's already, you know, he's one for one. He needed to get Romeo. He got him. That's, you know, there's no leap of faith now for Trace Jackson Davis or for Keon Brooks. Do people do this? Yeah, people do this. Romeo just did it. So it's that much easier, A and B. Trace has been said to be a long-time lean to IU. We will see if that's true, but that's what we've heard. And Keon played, his dad played for Ed Schilling, you know, in college years ago. So I don't know if I'd bet money on this one. Like, I'm betting money Romeo's gone in 1 year. I mean, that's just the only way to go. But I wouldn't bet money on this, but I would not be surprised if IU gets both those guys. I know they're both, you know, basically 6'8", 6'9", guys, and in theory play the same position, but they'd be the five of the four. In whatever order, and Trace be the five. That I can see them both coming. I can see that.
Greg Doyle, Indianapolis Star, presented by Coffee Crossing. Hey, I'll see you tomorrow, too. I'll bring you some Coffee Crossing up. I'd have to see if we can reheat it there, but we'll...
I like it cold. Hey, bring or lukewarm or sugar-free chocolate. It'll taste like dark chocolate to me. Bring that to me.
Hey, I got a couple other things I want to get to with you quickly. One is IU football. The other is Victor Oladipo. Your thoughts on Saturday? Some people seem to think it was a disaster for IU football. Other people seem to think that, you know, Michigan State is pretty good. Maybe they didn't get off to the great start in their first game or two of the season. Keep in mind, I think people need to, that Michigan State had a bye game in week three, a bye week, I should say, in week three, and did not play. So the IU game, only their third game of the season. But your thoughts on the loss for Indiana as they now head to play at Rutgers?
Yeah, it's a missed opportunity. You know, Michigan State's not, we'll see what they are, but they don't appear to be, you know, that monster team. So what, they didn't miss a chance to beat a really good team at home. Like, I remember last year, there was so much hype before the Ohio State game, and then the game went kind of the way you thought it might go. This one didn't have that hype, and Michigan State's not all that good, but it's still a chance for IU to beat a team that really hadn't beaten much at home. They're undefeated, you know, kind of a breakthrough sort of moment, and it didn't happen. It really wasn't all that close. I mean, it wasn't a blowout or anything, but they were kind of behind the whole game, and it just kind of felt like this is going to end the way it's going to end, and it did. Just a missed chance for IU, but I'm not nearly as down on IU football as I've been the last couple of years. Their personnel, I see glimpses. I see it. It's weird that their defense isn't better to me, given that their coach is a defensive guy. But nonetheless, their losses where you say, man, this is really not good, and this means bad stuff going forward. Like the Colts had one over the weekend where, yeah, they lost, but there's just no way I'm going to write they lost and life stinks. I'm not writing that. Not from that loss. Not against Super Bowl champion, you know, in Philadelphia. Same thing with IU losing to Michigan State and being relatively competitive. They're 3-0, now 3-1. Things don't happen in a vacuum. There's a whole season to look at, and I'm not down on them.
Greg Doyle, Indianapolis Star, Coffee Crossing brings us Greg on Tuesdays. Victor Oladipo, I don't talk much Pacers. I admit that. But you and I talk Victor Oladipo on a regular basis, which I think is exciting because with what you discussed last week and you mentioned about the Pacers and what they're potentially building for the future, maybe it's something that we'll talk about more. We'll follow more here in far southern Indiana. But you had a column on him following the Pacers media day, and I read about half the column before the show started this morning because I knew we were going to talk about it. But on your Twitter, you wrote, and I don't even know if this is a sentence from the column or not, but in Victor Oladipo, the Indiana Pacers have a star within range of superstardom and their most charismatic leader since Reggie Miller. That's really big stuff.
Yeah, I mean, he clearly became a star last year. Not just, you know, an all-star, there's a whole bunch of those, but he was third-team All-NBA, one of the top 15 players in the league. That's your star. If you're that high, you're a star. And he is determined, and we'll see if it can happen, but he's determined to be better. You know, he made a huge jump from OKC 2 years ago to the Pacers last year. Huge jump. And not just because he's a year older and got better. He worked at it that hard, and it paid off. And he was determined this past offseason to do it again. And history shows that I listed a couple guys' names in there. There have been guards his age who've made two huge jumps. Damian Lillard is one. It goes back to Chauncey Billups. I mean, guys have gone from they pogo-sticked from good to great to really great. And Stephen Marbury is another one. Kevin Pritchard, the president of the Pacers, says that, you know, Oladipo's put the work in. Now we'll see if he can get it done. But he's put the work in to be even better. And he is such a charismatic guy, and I saw it yesterday at Media Day. The team they want to follow him so badly because they like him so much. And he's when the best player on the team is the hardest worker on the team and the most outgoing, team-friendly guy on the team, it's great culture. So the Pacers really have this kind of nebulous off-the-court magic going that helps them on the court, but at the same time you need talent. But he's going to be – you know, last year's not a fluke. There are some people that, you know, the pick of the preseason All-NBA and the top 100 players in the league and all that. And he was top three, you know, one of the three teams. So, in theory, one of the best 15 players last year. This year I'm seeing a whole lot of he's in the top 20, top 25. Like, folks think he won't be as good next year as he was this year. The past year. Like, it was maybe a fluke. It was not a fluke. And he's determined to be not just as good but better. And I just would not bet against that guy.
Greg Doyle, Indianapolis Star, presented by Coffee Crossing. Good stuff, Greg, as always. I got to ask you, man. I was looking at your Twitter.
You're not.
It's one of my favorites to follow. And I'm going to let you tell the story. You had different shoes on, man.
Yeah, you did. You went there, didn't you? Well, I woke up Monday morning at 4 a.m. In Philadelphia to go to the airport, and because I had to be at Pacers Media Day, which started at 10. So I woke up at 4 and got dressed and went and got the Pacers Media Day, and I'm standing there about to interview Oladipo and Damon Miller and all this, and I look down and realize my shoes don't match, and that's no good. That is not good at all. So, I mean, I've been walking around in airports, and I'm on Media Day on the court with all these media people, and more importantly, all these Pacers, Kevin Pritchard. I'm getting him one-on-one, and, like, please don't look down. Just whatever you do, don't look down. I got mismatched shoes. On the bright side, I had another pair just like him at home.
I love it. We'll look tomorrow. We'll check your shoes for you, I promise.
I'm a big boy. I'm going to have Geronimos. They're going to help me tomorrow.
Greg Doyle, Indianapolis Star. Greg, thank you. See you tomorrow.
All right, thanks.
All right. Yeah, Greg Doyle, presented by Coffee Crossing each week on Tuesdays. And obviously a fun week with Media Day tomorrow. Hoosier Hysteria on Saturday. Practices begin today. When you're looking for great coffee in downtown New Albany, don't forget about Coffee Crossing's sister company. It's 410 Bakery and Cafe. They have great coffee, great bread and pastries, now serving breakfast and lunch at 410 Bakery and Cafe in downtown New Albany. We'll head to a commercial break. We'll come back with Mike Pegram of Pegs.com. Yes, I know more talk about Hoosier hysteria. This time from a recruiting perspective, Trace Jackson Davis, Keon Brooks both have official visits. There's expected to be a number of other important players there as well. And I'm sure there'll be players we don't even expect to be there, young players from the state, others that Indiana might have an interest in down the road. It's always a great time for recruiting. Obviously, the focus this weekend will be Trace and Keon. We'll talk about that, some other recruiting angles surrounding Hoosier hysteria, next with Mike Pegram on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison. Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
I'll handle this the way I want to handle it now that I'm here. You f***ed it up to begin with. Now just sit there or leave. I don't give a what you do. Now, back to the game.
Here's Matt Dennison.
On Tuesdays, we have the opportunity to chat with Mike Pegram of Pegs.com. What a big opportunity this week with Hoosier hysteria just around the corner. Obviously, in addition to all the fanfare, I think it's very well known what a big day that recruiting can take place on Hoosier hysteria. We'll take that angle with Mike in our chat today, at least to start. Mike, I think when you look at Saturday from a recruiting perspective, you obviously have to start with Trace Jackson Davis and Keon Brooks. They both, for a long time now, have had their official visits scheduled together for this weekend. Hoosier Hysteria, obviously, will be a big centerpiece of their 48 hours on campus. I think when we talk about this weekend and recruiting, we have to start there.
Yeah, we've known about it for a long time, but now it's upon us. Two five-stars from the state of Indiana is rare, and they both look like Indiana has a great shot with both of them. And but you have to land them, and it's that time of year when those kids are making their decisions, and I don't think we'd expect anybody to make a commitment or anything this weekend, but this could be what puts Indiana over the top in their minds and make, you know, leads to an October or November, you know, good news for the Hoosiers. But, you know, there has to be a good impression, the chemistry with the players and the atmosphere and all that has to be there. And so it's what makes Hoosier Hysteria special in another way is, you know, who's in the stands. And last year was Sal Tomeo, and they're backing it up with two more five stars this year.
Mike Pegram, Pegs.com, our guest. I would have to assume that Archie Miller, who has long known about Indiana and the college basketball landscape, now that he's been through all this for a year, he definitely understands the environment, what the fans are like, how intense basketball is in this state. But I've got to believe that going into an official visit with two five-star caliber players, both from the state of Indiana, that you want badly to continue your recruiting momentum, if you're Archie Miller and staff, I've got to believe that knowing those official visits coincide with Hoosier Hysteria, which means all the fans are going to be jammed in there, maybe more than they ever have, given Romeo Langford and other things surrounding the program that have been very, very publicized and talked about in the offseason. I've got to think that they've got some confidence that if they're ever going to have the opportunity to sell why you want to come to Indiana, why you want to experience the fans at Assembly Hall, this is the obvious weekend to do it with these level, this type of recruit.
Yeah, and it's the second Hoosier Hysteria for Archie. I think maybe last year he had gone along a little bit with how things have been done before, and this year because he's more comfortable with facilities and his, you know, the whole program in general, the university. You know, I think he'll put more of a stamp on Hoosier Hysteria. I've heard they're spending a little bit more money on some things, so it'll be interesting to see what they come up with on Saturday. Especially since there's a lot of motivation with the recruits that they have coming in.
There's so much excitement about this weekend, and even from a recruiting perspective about Trace and Keon, and of course there'll be many others that will be on campus, whether it be an official or unofficial format. A lot of young players expected, I understand, as well. But that said, and we've discussed this before generally on this show, what does an official visit look like for a player? What are some of the activities that they might do individually with members of the coaching staff or other staff at the university? 48 hours is what they're allowed to be on campus. And obviously when it's an official visit, Indiana can, I guess, wine and dine them a little bit more with some meals and other things that are allowed within NCAA rules that aren't allowed when you're on an unofficial visit. But what could a weekend look like for Keon Brooks or for Trace Jackson, two very, very well-known guys that are obviously very, very wanted by Indiana?
Well, I'll set up meetings with academic people, especially if there's an angle that the kid is looking at or an academic area. Sit-down dinners with the family in some of the best restaurants, or maybe that they'll take them to the tutor room in the Union Building. Sometimes they may actually have the family stay in the Union Building to give them a feel for the campus, you know, because it's right in the heart there. But it's a lot of, like you said, wine and dining, because the whole tab is on the university with an official and an unofficial. It's all coming from the kid's family or his friends. And so it is the one time you can just go splurge it. But there's a lot of individual meetings with academic people, with the program. And I think usually involves a kid at practice for at least two practices. That's kind of a big deal to sit there and watch a full practice, and that's why you sometimes wait to have the first practice underway to get them a full 2 hour kind of look. But those meetings with the families is huge. But they also spend time with the players in the dormitories or what have you, that going out with them and getting a little bit of campus life as well.
Mike Pegram, Pegs.com, our guest. We're talking about the recruiting angle for this weekend and, of course, Hoosier hysteria. I've got to believe that last year we saw the players kind of walk into Assembly Hall. They were all escorted by a coach. It was set up at a moment where I don't think there were any official announcements. I'm not even sure that there could be. But the fans, obviously, with some of the recruits, and especially Romeo Langford, came to a full, basically standing ovation for much of Assembly Hall when he made his entrance there across the court. That seemed to go over well. It seemed to be a way to say we've got some really important guests here without announcing their names specifically. And I'm sure that fans, of course, who are very aware, and we talk about this, a program like Indiana, the fan base really embraces recruiting, follows your website. With that said, they're going to know either from seeing these guys in high school games what they look like or from all the pictures and videos that exist now on social media and beyond who these guys are. It'd be interesting to see what kind of reaction they get this year and how the IU staff sets up those, I'll call them intros, into Assembly Hall.
Yeah, I think the biggest recruiting tool Indiana has is its fan base, both in terms of their enthusiasm, but also we're getting to see with their knowledge of the top prospects. And they just know, while other fan bases, you know, have few people that know who they have in. But Indiana fans know that at least the high-level guys that they are bringing in for visits, and you know, that can work to their advantage. But just that general enthusiasm, you know, facilities aren't that much different, and some other things aren't much different, but the fan base is different. That's something that sets Indiana apart.
Mike Pegram, Pegs.com, my guest, talking recruiting and Hoosier hysteria for the upcoming weekend. What about a guest list as far as recruits go? There's obviously never anything official put out from the school. There'll always be people there that you'll see on Saturday that are sitting down low or maybe getting an opportunity to talk with the coaching staff. But what type of guest are you expecting outside of Keon Brooks and Trace Jackson Davis, who will be there on their unofficial or on their official visits, I should say?
I think that the top 20, 21 players are there: Christian Lander and Evansville Wright and Keo First from Fort Wayne are there. Both have Big Ten offers. From the 2020 class, I think I want to say DeAndre Davis from Lawrence Central is kind of emerging. Maybe some guy that's been under the radar, but may actually end up being like an Armand Franklin kind of, you know, guy who emerges during his junior year and ends up with offers that you didn't really talk about during the summer. He's 6'5", 6'6", you know, small forward, big guard. And so that's just a few of the guys. It's pretty normal in that you have a couple high-profile officials, and then you have a whole bunch of the top young kids from Indiana there. And Indiana's done a really good job getting the top players from in this state to set aside the state.
Mike Pegram, Pegs.com. With us, Mike, as always, with us Tuesdays on the program, Hoosier hysteria itself. This has kind of been a common theme this week so far, and I'm sure it will continue. But you've been at most, if not all of them, over the years for a great number of years. From a recruiting standpoint, obviously, Trace and Keon being there is the big news. But from just a team aspect for the current team and for the upcoming season, with Juwan Morgan returning in the offseason, with Romeo Langford committing in the spring, there has been all kinds of excitement about getting this season underway. Those two guys specifically, along with some other players that obviously have been worthy of conversation and excitement in the offseason, how do you gauge this as far as going into it? Of course, Saturday night will tell the tale itself, but how do you gauge things this week heading into it as far as crowd expectation, just general interest and excitement in the program and in Hoosier hysteria compared to other big years, say the year that Cody Zeller was a target and was an attendee at Hoosier hysteria?
Yeah, maybe I think of Cody Zeller's first year and Eric Gordon's first year. That always ratchets up the enthusiasm when you bring in somebody who, you know, really looks like a future NBA player. And in the cases, I think in each of those, they're also joining some good players. Maybe not NBA talent, but they're you know, I think Eric Gordon was coming with DJ White, and Cody Zeller was coming in with Victor Oladipo and some really good young players, you know, Watford and that group. And then, you know, Langford's coming in here with Juwan Morgan and some guys who are, you know, solid players, and there's an expectation that things will get much better for Indiana. I mean, obviously they've made the tournament, so it's not a big thing to go get a lot better. But, you know, that's big for these students. They really want to come to Assembly Hall and see some big wins because they didn't have it the year before, and that's what the big freshman brings.
Mike Pegram, Peaks.com, our guest. Before we let you go, I do want to hit football for just a second. Obviously, a pretty disappointing loss for IU over the weekend, and some things, obviously, to work on as they move on in Big Ten play. Next up is Rutgers. It's on the road, which I think makes the game a lot more tricky than what maybe we thought at the start of the season. That said, Indiana's still a big favorite, even though they're on the road and didn't have one of their best performances last Saturday night against the Spartans. Your thoughts on the road game and on this Rutgers team that Indiana will face?
Well, I think that Rutgers is quite possibly the worst Big Ten team I've seen in a while, but they'll be home. They have the young team. The young team sometimes just come up with a game that's much better than the rest of them every once in a while, especially in the home crowd. So it's still dangerous. I think it's important for Indiana to get back on track with their offensive line and blocking people. That didn't happen on Saturday. At the same time, I think Michigan State's actually a really quality top 15 team with a top 5 level defense. And I think that was a bad formula for Indiana. They hung in there. They got within 7 late. It wasn't as disastrous, I think, as a lot of people are taking it.
Mike Pegram, Peaks.com. Information on recruiting for this weekend, obviously. That's a huge deal surrounding Hoosier hysteria and a little IU football. Mike, thanks for the chat. We'll catch up again soon. I'll see you this weekend. We'll talk again next Tuesday here on the show.
Thank you, Matt. Talk to you then.
Mike Pegram, Tuesday edition of the program. We'll head to a commercial break, come back and wrap things up after this on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
You know, a basketball hero around here is treated like a god.
Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
You know, most people would kill to be treated like a god just for a few moments.
Here's Matt Dennison.
Back, final segment on this Tuesday show. So glad to have you with us. Don't forget, we do this every day at 11 o'clock. You can find a podcast available as well if you can't catch the show live at 11 or the replay at 3. SoundCloud, they got an app. You can also point your browser directly to soundcloud.com/Hoosier Report. Again, soundcloud.com/Hoosier Report, or find us an Apple Podcast as well. Between SoundCloud and Apple Podcasts, two easy ways to connect with us, and a lot of people are doing so. We appreciate that. Hope to have you live on the Big X. If you can't make it, though, you can catch us on podcast as well. Week 7, hard to believe, Week 7 of high school football Friday night. We don't want that to get overshadowed by all the other happenings this week. We'll start previewing the games tomorrow with Greg Mengelt of the News and Tribune. And, of course, we've got Kentuckiana Football Fridays coming up on Friday night at 6 o'clock. 5-plus hours of local high school football coverage coming your way again for the 7th consecutive week. Nothing bigger this week than a rival game between New Albany and Jeffersonville. That game is at Jeff. Floyd Central's at Bedford. That's a big Hoosier Hills Conference game. Providence is at Mitchell. North Harrison at Silver Creek. Cordon at Charlestown. Clarksville will have a tough one in the Mid-Southern Conference. They are at Brownstown this Friday night. We'll be talking about those games and more coming up tomorrow. And, of course, complete coverage of high school football every Friday. If you've not tuned us in on Friday night, make sure you do so. We've got a couple feature games every week, which means that we go back and forth and try to get you all the big moments and the big plays live from both games. It's kind of like NFL Red Zone on the radio. We try to get you as much action jam-packed into our broadcast as we possibly can. In the middle of all that action, we have scoreboard updates where we take a look at local scores, Southern Indiana scores, even some games in Metro Louisville. And we also have call-in reports from some other games. So obviously, New Albany at Jeff, that's one of our focus games for Friday night. We'll have another focus game coming up too, but we'll have call-in reports from other games. So one-stop shop for high school football. We also have our scoreboard show on at the conclusion of the night. It's fun to hear from the coaches and media members. We give you scores from both sides of the river. It's simulcasted on 93.9 The Ville as well, so we get a great listenership from the Louisville side. Great way to wrap up Friday night. Make sure you're with us, even if you're at a game. Take your earbuds. You can stream us on your phone. Take your old-time transistor radio, portable radio, and tune us in that way. Whatever you need to do, we'll be live on Friday nights beginning at 6 o'clock with wall-to-wall coverage of Week 7 of high school football. That's going to wrap things up for today. A lot of stuff coming up. Tomorrow we have Jeff Rabjohns. Very timely as we preview Hoosier Hysteria with him. We have Greg Mengelt. We'll talk high school football and some other local topics when he joins us tomorrow. Thursday, we have Alex Bozich of Inside the Hall. We'll be recapping IU's Media Day, which is tomorrow afternoon. I'll have plenty of audio to play back from Coach Miller. We think from a number of players and perhaps some other coaches as well. We'll split that up over Thursday and Friday. But it's a fun week heading into Hoosier Hysteria. Just glad there's some activity here. We're not talking just about preseason stuff necessarily. There is actually some activity to cover, which is a lot of fun. Have a great day. I will be back with you tomorrow at 11 o'clock. Again, Jeff Rabjohns and Greg Mengelt join me Wednesday and more. It's the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.